Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. From the beautiful Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood, today and every Sunday for one full hour, the stars made great by your recognition of their achievements are brought to you by Philco Corporation. Makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world at peace. Today's master of ceremonies has practically catapulted himself into your Radio Hall of Fame. His rise in the last year to a point where he's become one of the most popular singers on the air, star of the Autolite program, Everything for the Boys, has been little short of sensational. His recording of You'll Never Know is well over the million mark in sales. And his disking of Together is mighty near it. He is the star of the 20th Century Fox picture When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, a man with a great screen future. So it's no surprise that you've prepared a niche for Dick Hames.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark amen. When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord amen. Lord helps those who pray, and on Judgment Day, if you believe, he shall receive you amen. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you will hear his horn. It's not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for selecting me as your master of ceremonies this afternoon. I realize it's quite a job trying to follow in the footsteps of such performers as Bing Crosby, Judy Garland, Frederick March, and others who have previously emceed this show, but I'll do my best. Today, the mantle of your recognition falls upon the shapely shoulders of Betty Hutton, of stage, screen, and radio, and the not-so-shapely shoulders of ace comedian Jack Haley of Ditto. And on Sergeant Gene Plummer, who will assist in the performance of his own jazz composition. It's a honey. With us broadcasting from sunny California and with the human incendiary Betty Hutton as a feature, this show will be the very opposite of the weather you're having back east. There'll be nothing to remind you of cold and ice, except a very pleasant reminder from Philco as related by Jimmy Wallington.
Yes, mister. Philco has a hot suggestion for you on a cold subject. Your wife is sure to be interested. Because according to a recent survey, more housewives are interested in a new refrigerator than any other home appliance. And in the same survey, the girls emphasized that they want a separate frozen storage compartment in the new refrigerator they expect to own. Yes, mister. Your wife's food production line begins with her refrigerator. And if you were smart enough to get her a Philco advanced design refrigerator before the war, she's already enjoying the greater convenience and economy of frozen storage. For Philco engineers built in a big, roomy, separate freezer locker where you can keep meat, vegetables, fruits, and other foods fresh for weeks. And if you don't have a Philco refrigerator now, you'll want one after the war with improved frozen storage, plus dry and moist cold. Every feature to make it easier for your wife to plan and prepare delicious meals at low cost. Yes, indeed, mister. Plan to visit your Philco dealer after victory for the latest in refrigeration to delight your wife.
And now, a few kudos for the Dean of Modern American Music, the one and only Paul Whiteman. Yes, folks, here he is, Paul Whiteman. Whiteman, that's Sinatra built backwards. But all kidding aside, Paul, you're not really as big as they say.
Dick, now you stop kidding. I've got three chins, and I was building up to a fourth when the OPA up and stopped me.
Well, how could the OPA stop you?
Don't have enough red points for all that beef.
Anyway, Paul, size or not, I've admired you for years.
And I've admired you, Dick, ever since I used to hear you sing with Harry James.
Well, how's about getting to the music of Mr. Whiteman? What's on the agenda?
A return engagement of a Whiteman feature that's been missing the last few weeks. Our Now and Then, in which the boys rattle off an old tune the way it was played when it was first published, strictly off the Cob, and then we deliver the same melody in 1945 style.
The tune in question being?
Stumbling, and boys, you've got to take it away.
Paul.
Well, Dick, I was a little on the droopy side, a little on the bearded side, I might say, but you'd have to expect a kind of a chenille fringe on the old choppers way back there in 1920. But anyway, here's a strictly 1945 rendition of the same tune, and boys, you've got it all over again. Take it.
Thank you.
Publicity geniuses have nicknamed Betty Hutton, Bounding Betty, the Blonde Blitz, the Merry Madcap, Hectic Hutton, but such labels pale into insignificance when you compare them with the vital Mexican jumping bean personality of the genuine article. She didn't walk into your radio hall of fame, she bounced in. And how could you keep her out when, in addition to being unique, she's been a star of such pictures as The Miracle of Morgan's Creek, Let's Face It, The Fleet's In, and in her current picture, Here Come the Waves. When Paramount looked for someone to portray the one and only Texas Guinan, they cast Betty in that role in her forthcoming starring vehicle, Incendiary Blonde. And here she is, flying in on the wings of her personally created tornado, Betty Hutton. Welcome to the Radio Hall of Fame, Betty.
Thank you, Dick. I haven't seen you since I was guest on your show.
Remember afterwards we had a date?
Ah, what a night.
Why, Betty, didn't I act like a brother to you?
Well, during the broadcast you acted like a brother, and when we walked out you acted like a brother, and then we got in a cab and brother home was never like that.
Betty, you misunderstood my affection. I just wanted to be pals with you.
Pals?
Yeah. I want you to know that if you ever need any advice, I'll be happy to give it.
Gee.
And if you have any problems at all, I want you to come to me.
Get him, a wolf in Mr. Anthony's clothing.
Betty, do you think I'm one of those fellows who stands on street corners and whistles?
No.
Well, that's better.
You crawl around in the middle of the block and howl.
Please, Betty, you're giving everyone the wrong impression about me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dick.
And that still goes about me being a pal?
Mm-hmm, thank you very much.
Any time your house is dirty, I'd be glad to come over and clean the place for you. And if your cook isn't there, I'd be happy to stick around a little longer and fix dinner for you. And after dinner, if you're lonesome, I wouldn't mind sitting in the living room with you and listening to some soft music. And then if you're still lonely...
Don't you think you better go, Dick? The neighbors will talk.
Betty, I was just sticking around for a song.
Well, in that case, how about a song specially written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans in my latest Capitol recording, Stuff Like That There. I was alone on the shelf in a world by myself. Oh, where could my Prince Charming be? But a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy. Tenderly, I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some spooning and some happy honeymooning and some stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish, a mess of cabbage. But now my attitude is wholly lovey-dovish. Baby, you done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some hoping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. You done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some hoping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging, squeezing, mugging, teasing, and some
Wonderful, Betty. When a man is co-star of a program which is pretty consistently rated among the five most popular in radio, when he has been acclaimed as a musical comedy star in some of the most successful productions ever staged on Broadway, and when he has appeared in any number of pictures which have grossed terrific returns, and when he has done a perfectly swell job entertaining our troops in Africa and Italy, well, then, brother, Philco believes that man is headed straight for a preferred place in your Radio Hall of Fame. So swing open the doors and bring in Jack Haley.
Oh, that was a very nice introduction. That was a beautiful introduction. That's what they give you here instead of money. Deductions. But I don't care about the money, Dick. What I really came here for is to talk to you about Betty Hutton.
You know, Jack, Betty thinks I'm wolfish. In fact, I'm just the opposite.
Why?
Well. I feel you don't have to be mooning and mushing and necking with a girl. I like the type you can sit on the sofa with and talk about books. You know the kind of girl I mean.
Yeah, I was out with a girl like that once. That's all, brother. Just once. Look, Dick, I don't want to contribute to your delinquency, but don't you ever get a girl to put her head on your shoulder?
Oh, do they come off?
No. Look, Dick, tell me something. When you were a boy, did you ever hear about the birds and the bees?
No, tell me about it, huh? Tell me about it, Dick.
I don't think you're ready for it yet.
You got the wrong attitude about me, Jack. Down where I come from, young folks have a good time. I've seen a sailor take a girl for a ride in the Tunnel of Love, and when they come out, they're holding hands, and they're very friendly, too.
Yeah? Well, up north, where I come from, if a sailor took a girl for a ride in the Tunnel of Love, she'd come out tattooed and rowing for her life.
But, Jack, you said you wanted to speak to me about Betty Hutton.
Yes, Dick, I understand Betty's looking for a leading man for her next picture, and I want you to do me a favor.
What, Jack?
Put in a good word for me.
But I promised my mother I'd never lie.
I may hit this kid over the head with Sinatra. No, that's... What's wrong with me as a leading man, Dick?
Nothing, but you must remember Betty works at Paramount. And they've got Bing Crosby there.
That's all right. The government retired his racehorses. Maybe Bing is next on the list. You can't tell.
Oh, come now, Jack. Let's not dream.
Yeah, either of us. Anyway, what's Crosby got that I couldn't duplicate in a few months of hard work? And don't tell me four kids.
Well, Jack, if I do recommend you, I must know your background.
Well, I have, I used to have an act in vaudeville once. Gee, I still remember the smell of the grease paint.
Yeah, I saw that act. I still remember the smell, too.
How do you like that, Dick? I'm serious. Wouldn't you like to give a young kid his first break?
I certainly would. Who'd you have in mind?
Me. This chance means an awful lot. If I play opposite Betty, I'll be a star. I must be a star. I gotta be a star.
But why all this ambition?
I want to get a table at the Brown Derby. But how about it? Will you talk to Betty?
Well, I've got a better idea, Jack. Why don't you call Buddy DeSilva, the boss of Paramount? Maybe he can put you right in the picture.
Say, that's a great idea. I know Buddy's home phone number. I'll just use this pay phone here. Pardon me.
Number, please.
I want to get State 41598. It's in North Hollywood.
That's a 10-cent call.
But I haven't got another nickel.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, operator. This is very important. Here, I'll put in a dime.
Thank you. That's 15 cents. Now you may call Glendale.
I don't want Glendale. I want State 41598. It's in North Hollywood.
I don't want to cheat you. For 15 cents, you can call Glendale.
But I don't know anybody in Glendale.
Do you know anybody in Pomona?
Yeah, I got a friend there. Connect me with Pomona.
That'll be an extra 5 cents.
I told you I haven't got any nickels. Here, I'll drop a quarter in. How's that?
Oh, that's fine. Now you can talk to San Diego.
San Diego? What do I want with San Diego? I want to talk to a civilian. I want State 41598. It's in North Hollywood.
One moment, please.
Oh, she dropped the money in the box. Operator, operator!
Number, please.
State 41598. It's in North Hollywood.
That is a 10-cent call.
I just put in 40 cents. You dropped it in the coin box.
What is your address, please? We will mail you the 40 cents.
What you say?
We will mail you the 40 cents.
Send it to Don Amici. He invented this thing. I don't want the 40 cents. All I want is Buddy De Silva. He lives in North Hollywood. Is that such an unreasonable request? I know what I want. What do you think I am, crazy?
I will get you information.
Operator! 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 Dick, let's forget about Buddy De Silva. Just put in a good word for me with Betty Hutton.
Okay, Jack. In the meantime, I'd like to sing George Gershwin's Who Cares with the capable assistance of Mr. Whiting.
Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee. So long as I care for you and you care for me, is one long jubilee. So long as I care for you and you care for me.
Thank you, Dick Haynes. When you think of buying a new radio, what one quality interests you most? If you're like the vast majority, it's beauty of tone. This fact was revealed in a recent national survey, which also showed that Philco stands first among the radios that post-war America intends to buy an average of 3-1 over any other make of radio. Yes, that's true. Philco leadership in radio and radio phonographs will continue after victory. And it will continue to bring you the newest developments of electronic research in the enjoyment of radio and recorded music. And beauty of tone will be one of the most important of those new developments. Your Philco of the future will bring you a fullness and depth of tone that will add new thrills to your favorite radio programs and records. It will bring you a sensational new Philco FM system that gives you utter freedom from noise and station interference. Yes, it's coming. That Philco radio and phonograph that fulfills the hopes of the vast majority of America's post-war radio buyers. It will be more than ever worthy of the Philco name, famous for quality the world over. Your Radio Hall of Fame will continue after station identification. This is the Blue Network. You are listening to your Radio Hall of Fame, in which this week you are recognizing the achievements of Betty Hutton, Jack Haley, and your Master of Ceremonies, Dick Hames. Come on in, Dick.
Thank you, Jimmy. In the Chamber of Popular Music in your Radio Hall of Fame are hung compositions which have retained their popularity year after year. Certainly not the least of these is Blue Skies by Irving Berlin. You wouldn't expect a jump singer like Betty Hutton to sing a ballad like Blue Skies. But then Betty specializes in doing the unexpected. So hark to Betty as she makes the sun just pour through them there azure heavens. Betty?
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
Things go on so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Thank you, Betty Hutton.
Say, Dick, don't forget, build me up. I want that chance, you know.
Don't worry about a thing. Oh, Betty.
Yes, Dick.
I hear you're about to make a new picture.
That's right.
I understand you're looking around for a leading man.
That's right. Can you suggest anyone?
Yes. I thought I might be your man.
This is the worst thing that happened since Shaky double-crossed Vitamin Flint Hot.
Pardon me, Betty. This is Jack Haley.
Hello, Jack.
Miss Hutton, let's get to the point. I want to be your next leading man.
Well, I don't know.
Please, this means a lot to me. I'd even be willing to work for less money than anyone in Hollywood.
I understand you already do.
I'm supposed to say that's a lie. I'm the highest salaried man in town. And if Morgenthau is listening, I'm only kidding. I don't want to say that. I don't know.
Is that all right, right if I don't say that?
Is that all right if I don't say that?
All right.
What about it, Betty?
Well,
I know. You're afraid to give me a chance because of my extreme youth. Don't be afraid, Betty. What I lack in years, I make up for in talent.
I'm sure it's the other way around. What... what you lack in talent, you...
You don't have to explain it.
Betty. Betty, forget about Jack. You know, I'd love to play opposite anyone as talented as you.
Well, you're talented, too.
Well, you sing so dynamically.
I like the way you sing, too, Dick.
And you're a good actress.
Oh, you're a good actor. Yeah.
I wish I had my yo-yo. I'd show the both of them up.
Come on, Betty. What do you say? I'd love to work in a picture with you.
You would?
Yes, you're so charming, so young, so pretty.
And, Jack, you're so...
So what?
Yeah, that's what I say. So what?
Betty. Betty, tell me, who does your studio have in mind?
Well, they're thinking of someone along the line of Fred Astaire, Bing Crosby, and Don Ameche.
Are you kidding? Take away Fred Astaire's shoes, Crosby's voice, and Don Ameche's teeth, and what have you got?
Jack Haley.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, my aching back.
Oh, yeah, you just give me a chance to do a love scene with you, and I'll prove what a lover I am.
I'll tell you what, Jack. I'll give you the chance. But I'd like you to try the love scene on another actress first.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's a charming, beautiful Southern girl.
Oh, yes.
But she's too modest, Jack, to come out here in front of all these people. She's in the next room, and she'd like to do the love scene with you all alone.
Great.
And after it's over, she'll tell me everything that happened.
She will?
Yes.
Oh, well, I can always get a good lawyer to defend me. Where is she?
Right in this room. And don't forget, she's a shy young starlet from the South, and I want you to treat her like a gentleman.
Don't worry, I'll knock on the door first.
Come right in, honey lamb. Let me take a look at you.
Here I is, sugar. Let me take a look at you.
Well, shut my mouth.
Well, shut my eyes. Are you the sweet little starlet Betty told me about?
Why, sure enough, I am, sugar. I'm sweet 16 and never been kissed.
You're a sour 30 and the rest, I believe.
Into a love scene with a total stranger.
That's right. It wouldn't be nice.
It sure enough wouldn't. After all, what would my dear old mammy think if I kissed a strange man?
Mm-hmm.
And what would my dear old pappy think if I kissed a strange man? Oh, nuts to them. Let's go.
Aren't you being a little hasty?
No, honey. I'm hungry for hugging. And I'm hungry for kisses.
Well, what do you want from me?
Oh, you're 5'10" of corn pone and chitlins. Oh, come on, lover boy. Don't be so backward. Throw a headlock on me.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, come on, darling. We have privacy, a cute little love seat, soft life. What more do you want?
A girl.
Oh, come on, sweetie face. Take me in your big, strong northern arms and crush me to a little old southern pulp.
I would, but nature beat me to it. Betty told me you were a movie actress. What picture were you ever in?
Well, I was the star of Since You Went Away.
Too bad you ever came back.
You don't mean that, you great, tall, handsome bowl weevil.
Well, to tell you the truth, I expected someone like Betty.
Oh, Betty and I are exactly alike. We're both sweater girls.
You must get your wool from a different sheep.
Oh, honey, you can't discourage me.
I know. Let's do this love scene and get it over with.
All right, but I like to warm up to my lead man before we do a scene. Sit sign me and snuggle up close.
Just warm up. Don't boil over.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey child, darling. It's just that you bring out the beast in me.
That was out before I ever got here. Come on, let's get into the scene.
All right, little sugar dumper. Now, here's your part. Let's see. Now, I'm Queen Elizabeth and you're Essex.
Mm-hmm.
The scene takes place in the royal boudoir.
Can't we go into the living room with the other people?
No. And now, here's your part, Essex. Read.
All right. Ah, my good Queen Elizabeth. All my heart is thine.
Would you like to take my hand in marriage?
Yes, if the rest of you didn't go with it.
Essex, your loyalty to the crown is without parallel in the kingdom. I trust thee above all others. Show not you all.
It must be the southern part of England.
Essex, do you still pledge your devotion to me?
Elizabeth, wild horses could not drag me from your side.
Wild horses, a weak cocker spaniel could do.
Oh, my dear loyal Essex, take me in your strong arms and crush me to your manly chest.
Now?
Yes, go ahead, squeeze me. Just take my breath away.
I'd like to. Permanently.
Come, Essex, embrace me. Closer. Closer, closer.
You're riding me piggyback now.
Kiss me, Essex.
No, my queen.
I'll give you my crown for a kiss.
Okay. Well, queen... Was it worth your crown?
No, Essex, I blew my top. Well, that finishes the love scene. So long, Jack.
Thank you, Elvia Allman.
Say, Jack.
What is it, Dick?
I understand you just did a love scene with the Georgia Peach.
No, I drew the pit. Why don't you introduce the next act while I figure out another way to become Betty Hutton's leading man?
Okay. But I think it would be better if the Dean of Modern American Music told us something about our next feature. After all, Paul, you are the logical man to do it.
Okay, Dick, I think that when a man has been with the Armed Forces Radio Service for a long time, he deserves to be in your Radio Hall of Fame, especially when he's done something really outstanding.
I agree.
Well, Sergeant Gene Plummer, the pianist with the Armed Forces Radio Service Band, that broadcast the Army and Navy shows Command Performance, Mail Call, and many others, has written a jazz composition that I think is kind of right out of this world. When I heard it, I liked it so much, I figured that Sergeant Plummer ought to be on this show as soloist in the performance of his own composition. And that's the way it's going to be. Incidentally, this is the first time this piece has ever been played for a civilian audience. Sergeant Gene Plummer and the orchestra in Accent on Rhythm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sergeant Gene Plummer. Oh, Betty. Betty Hutton.
Yes, Dick.
How did Jack Haley make out as a lover?
He struck out.
I heard that. Sure, I struck out. I wouldn't want to get the first base with that old bat. Anyhow, I still think I should play opposite you in your next picture.
I'm sorry, Jack, but it's a musical and it needs someone who can sing. Someone like Dick Haynes.
Are you kidding? You haven't heard me yet. Give me land, lots of land, and a starry sky above. Don't fence me in.
With a voice like that, you ought to be fenced in. Oh. I'm a little younger than you, Haley. Look out.
I'll have you know I started my music lessons when I was 8 years old. There was just a kid like you in this class, and there was a kid like you, Paul Whiteman.
Me?
Yes, Paul, I remember the classroom. You sat right next to Betty.
Some combination, Hutton and Mutton.
The three of us sat in a row, Hutton, Mutton, and Nutton. And, you know, the teacher was someone just like you, Dick Haynes.
Yeah. Good morning, children.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher.
Well, the morning's over. Let's go to lunch.
Quiet, Jackie, quiet. Now, children, I want to see if everyone is complying with the new seating arrangement. When I call off your name, I want you to tell me what seat you're occupying. Jack Haley.
Seat number one.
Betty Hutton.
Seat number two.
Paul Whiteman.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Now, let's get to the lesson for the day. Songs my mother taught me.
Betty!
What's that?
Something my uncle taught me.
Jackie, I know you're a bad boy, but you didn't have to wear that dunce cap to class today.
I'm not wearing a dunce cap.
No, his head comes to a point.
Betty! Betty! That's enough from you. I'll take you on my knee and spank you. What are you laughing about?
Well, you get him on your knee, you change your mind.
Well, let's get to our music lesson for today. What happened? What just broke?
6, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, Polly, you just spread yourself out in the last few rows. And now for our singing lesson. My pitch pipe is broken. Can anyone give me the pitch?
Get it from Jackie Haley.
From Jackie?
Yeah, you should have heard the pitch you gave me last night.
Betty, you're incorrigible. I don't know what to do with a girl like you.
I wish I was teacher. I'd know.
Please, kiddies, please, let's get on. Paulie Whiteman, you'll have to stop pulling on the pigtails of the pupil in front of you. And as for you, my dear, if you wore your hair differently, Paulie wouldn't be able to pull on your pigtails.
It's the only way my mother lets me comb it.
And now... And now, Paulie Whiteman, I want you to sing your selection for the day.
Old Man River... That old man River, he just keeps rolling. He just keeps rolling. He just keeps rolling.
Teacher, may I leave the room? I'm getting seasick.
Those are enough school days for anyone. Now, let's suppose we're all grown up and that Betty Hutton has just finished the picture called Here Come the Waves, in which she wallops Joe Lilly's arrangement of a catchy tune called Poughkeepsie, with the casual help of Bing Haley and Sonny Tufts Haynes.
There's a fella waiting in Poughkeepsie, and he's just as sweet as he can be. He hasn't even been tipsy since I left him and took to the sea. There's another waiting in Decatur, and I often sat upon his knee. I'm gonna look him up later. He made quite an impression on me. Topeka, Kankakee, Eureka, Tennessee. I got him here and there. What the heck, love is love anywhere. What's the difference if you have lumbago and your hair is getting kind of white? There's the fella back in San Diego, but I'm strictly on my own. Strictly on my own, strictly on my own tonight.
There's a wave who's waiting in Biloxi. Gonna marry me or bust. We're getting married by proxy. When I find me a wolf I can trust.
There's a star who's waiting for me in Waukegan, who is really different from the rest. I think her last name is Regan. That's the name that's tattooed on my chest.
I miss them on her bride. I write them every night. But if you held my hand, I suppose they would all understand.
You may be a feeman and commando. I'll defend myself with all my might.
There's a wave who's waiting in Orlando.
But we're strictly on our own. Strictly on our own. Strictly on our own tonight.
Betty Hutton, I know this is something in which... Betty, I know this is something in which you have a very special interest, so I wonder if you'd take over.
Why, certainly, Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, your Radio Hall of Fame is devoted to honoring achievement in the field of entertainment. But on very rare and special occasions, it steps outside those limits and pays tribute to achievement anywhere. This is one of those very special occasions. This afternoon, we humbly offer our respects to the Army Nurse Corps and to one of its worthy representatives, Captain Mabel Stevens, assistant to the chief nurse at Birmingham General Hospital, Van Nuys, California. Captain Stevens holds the presidential unit citation. After 5 months on Bataan and Corregidor, she was one of the 12 nurses ordered by their commanding officer to be evacuated from Corregidor in a submarine on May 3, 1942. Captain Stevens, the Radio Hall of Fame is proud to open its doors to you, and through you, your sister members of the Army Nurse Corps. Thank you, Miss Hutton. Captain Stevens, what do you call of your experience on Bataan and Corregidor?
Men under a blazing tropic sun that seared to the bone, fighting insects and malaria and jets, fighting without enough equipment, without enough food, without enough water.
Without enough water, too?
The Japs destroyed our water pipes and well, and for 3 days we drank salt water. They say you shouldn't do it, and you shouldn't, but we did. We were that thirsty.
Corregidor was a rock fortress, wasn't it?
No, it was just an ordinary small island. There was one small underground tunnel. It was used for general headquarters, and it accommodated only about one-tenth of our wounded. At one time, we had 2 men lying in each bed. We didn't have enough plasma, enough medical supplies, or enough doctors and nurses to take care of them.
Not enough nurses?
The number of wounded men mounted to 10,000, and there were less than 100 nurses. That's one nurse to every 100 men.
Captain Stevens, our men overseas today get the best of care, don't they?
The very best, Miss Hutton. But right now, the Army Nurse Corps vitally needs the additional personnel, both abroad and in the United States.
In the United States?
About 5,000 wounded men are arriving every month in this country. Casualties are increasing. Yet, there are only 9,000 Army nurses stationed in the United States to take care of all those combat cases. We must have more nurses. I know from personal experience how important nursing care is to wounded men, how lack of it may be fatal.
And what's the solution, Captain Stevens?
The Army Nurse Corps urges you registered nurses to join immediately. When you do, you become a commissioned officer, entitled to all the benefits of your rank and of the GI Bill of Rights. The wounded returned to this country deserve the finest of medical treatment. This can only be given if there is an adequate number of nurses. The Army Nurse Corps needs you. If you are a registered nurse between the ages of 21 and 45, contact your local American Red Cross chapter about joining the Army Nurse Corps.
Thank you, Captain Mabel Stevens.
May I add my thanks also to Captain Mabel Stevens. Ladies and gentlemen, you've all heard Dave Rose's Holiday for Strings. Well, here's another of his instrumentals with lyrics added by Nat Burton. If I may, I'd like to sing Our Waltz with the able assistance of Paul Whiteman. Paul?
Fashioned in heaven, angels composed it for us to dance to. Our waltz is moonlight, trembling with kisses. Each note a heartbeat, throbbing with love. Angels were watching one day, and our love was their inspiration. Our waltz is springtime, filled with a promise never to fade. The dawn, and though you're gone, our waltz will play
Gentlemen, I hope you won't think I'm just being corny when I say how much I've enjoyed being with you this afternoon on your Radio Hall of Fame. I'm afraid you might think it corny because that kind of parting remark is used so often in radio it's become something of a cliche. But I really mean it. I enjoy being on this show because it's not only your program, but a performer's program. The kind of show performers like to tune into for their own enjoyment. And when I say how much fun it was being here, I'm sure I speak for Betty Hutton, Jack Haley, Elvia Allman, Sergeant Gene Plummer, and Captain Mabel Stevens, who were with us today, and, of course, good old Paul Whiteman. And I feel that those you honor next week, Groucho Marx, Bill Goodwin, and Martha Ray, will have exactly the same sentiments. And now this is Dick Hames turning back for one last look at your Radio Hall of Fame to find Jimmy Wallington busying himself with a few last Philco details before closing up for the day. Thank you.
Gentlemen, may I take just a moment for a message on behalf of our armed forces everywhere? Can you, madam, and you, sir, honestly say to yourself each day, what have I done today that any mother's son should die for me tonight? Can you find the right answer in your own conscience? If you can't, don't forget that war bonds and stamps can be purchased every day, even though there is no specific drive on now. Americans don't wait for a drive to be American. So keep on buying war bonds and stamps to the limit of your ability, and then buy an extra bond for that boy who is making the greatest sacrifice for you tonight. This is Jimmy Wallington bidding you good afternoon, and in behalf of Philco, inviting you to be with us next Sunday when, from the Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood, more stars made great by your recognition of their achievements will be admitted to your Radio Hall of Fame. Jack Haley appeared by courtesy of his sponsor, Seal Test Incorporated.
This is the Blue Network.